Dawn has more drive in her finger than the three of us have in our entire body.
Oh, for sure. But that's not God, saying much.
That's true. That's very true.
Come on.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS to name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop, never gonna stop. Solving life's troubles while they spit in their bop. FTS crew, climbing to the top. Three homies chilling, yeah, they making the crop.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. It is episode 81. Super excited to bring this to you today as we're doing this episode late on Friday evening.
Yes.
Right?
Very late. Very late.
It's, man, look at the stars. It's incredible.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I can't believe how late it is. Yeah. Welcome to episode 81. It's been a reasonable amount of time since 80, but we're calling it together. This comedy doesn't just roll off, you know, on a weekly basis. We need time to reset and live life a little bit, you know?
That's so right.
Well, let's start the episode as we usually do, which is, first, I am Dave, nicest guy that you ever know. I don't do anything mean ever. We established that before the podcast started. You don't know all that, but I'm just telling you. But I'm also joined by two nice guys as well. The first is Josh. Josh, how you doing?
I am well. Do you know what I saw the other day that I hadn't seen in forever that I don't know if you guys have seen lately? And the only reason they're showing it, by the way, is because there's a new documentary coming out, which I'd like to see. It's on Max about Christopher Reeve. Do you see the
I've seen it advertised.
The promos for that? Yeah. So they started. So I was flipping around the channels the other day, up real late. It was a few nights ago. And I see, like, I was looking for something to fall asleep to. And Superman 1 is on, the first one, with Christopher Reeve, the whole Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman is Lex Luthor, from 1978. And it was at literally near the beginning. I'm like, you know what? I'll just keep this on. And then I just couldn't go to bed. Then I just watched it. Now, do you remember? This is what's crazy. I love that movie. But now watching it back now, I'm like, that is some weird plot line of Superman 1. Do you remember it at all?
That was Gene Hackman.
Yes, Gene Hackman is Lex Luthor. First of all, it's unique that you have a villain, by the way, who has no powers whatsoever.
Right.
He's just an ordinary guy.
Smart.
He's smart. His powers are just his mental acuity.
Which, by the way, Josh, you should tell your children as well. Intelligence is a superpower.
I shouldn't tell them to be villains?
No.
But here's the
deal. Unless they're chilling like a villain.
Oh, God. Do you know Lex Luthor's big plan? Do you remember his big plan? His villainous plan in that movie? Because I didn't until I rewatched it, and I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, Dave, you guess first, Dave, and I'll go. I might guess.
Well, I felt there was something to do with the creating an earthquake or like sending off bombs at some Andreas fault or something like that.
Yes, very good. When was the last time you saw it that you remember that?
Well, I haven't seen it in a while. It's been a while. It wasn't 78, but
to say something involving like moving like the continent, some like landmass thing. Like tectonic.
You guys are good. Because if you would have asked me before I rewatched, I would have said I had no clue. I thought he was just going to get Superman with kryptonite and do something.
Oh, I got it. I remember.
Go ahead.
He bought a bunch of land in the desert, and so that was going to be a new beachfront property. Yes.
This is the plot. This is the villainous plot. He buys all the land to the east of the San Andreas Fault in California. And why does he do this? Because he points on his big, giant floor map to Superman. He tells him, of course, because every villain's got to tell the superhero what they plan to do before they do it, that the most expensive real estate in the world is San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles. So his plan is to go and commandeer like U.S. rockets. He would reprogram them while he distracted them, which he did. And then he would send them to the San Andreas Fault, which would then take everything to the west of San Andreas Fault and put it into the ocean and make his land,
right,
the new coastline of California, hence Profit City, which is so ridiculous when you think about that. It's utterly ridiculous. First of all, number one, the fact that he was able to even reprogram U.S. missiles you know, military missiles because he did some sort of shtick which got their attention, and then his bozo clown number two went and reprogrammed them.
Right.
Is utterly stupid. And then the fact that, let's say that worked, and then then he put that land into the ocean. Is anyone going to want to buy land right next to where missiles just launched and landed? No one's going to want to.
Time heals all wounds, Josh. People forget.
I guess they do. And then the other thing that was so crazy is that he has his lair. Do you remember his lair? Lex Luthor's lair?
Sewer.
Mm, it's close. It's under Grand Central Station.
Oh, okay.
And no one has any clue that this giant lair with a beautiful pool, by the way, indoor pool,
right.
is under Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
It's utterly ridiculous.
You know what the name of it is?
What do you mean what the name of it?
Of his lair is.
No, he has a name for that lair?
The Lex lair.
Get out of here. Did you make that up?
I typed in the chat GPT.
Is that right?
Trivia questions around Lex Luthor and his evil plan.
It might be the stupidest
plot. California
and
create valuable real estate.
Yeah, it might be the stupidest plot in any superhero movie ever.
That's not the stupidest thing to happen in that movie, though.
The stupidest thing. It's not. Go ahead.
The worst thing is Lois Lane dies.
Yes.
And Superman flies around the Earth in reverse orbit
time.
And reverses time, which basically now he's got the ability to solve every crime. He can just like let it happen and do it again.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting to do
and
that. So you can't do it over and over.
If he's incapacitated from kryptonite, he will be unable to do that.
And that's amazing part of this movie. Do you know how Lex Luthor found out about the kryptonite?
I don't remember that. I thought he was he had theorized that.
Common knowledge. Daily Tribune had an article about it.
You got it. That's exactly right. The Daily Planet. Lois Lane interviews Superman, and Superman willingly tells her that that's his biggest weakness, it's kryptonite. Yeah. And Lex Luthor, of course, gets the Daily Planet, reads it, and buys some kryptonite. Or doesn't buy it. He got kryptonite from another harebrained scheme, by the way.
I think he got it on eBay, right?
He did not. There was no eBay in 1978.
This pre-eBay.
He did not get it. But it's one of the silliest. And the other aspect, obviously, that everybody talks about is the fact that Clark Kent looks exactly like Superman, but for the glasses. And no one has picked up on that whatsoever.
Did you watch this entire movie?
Yeah, I did. I watched the whole thing. I was up to like 2:30 in the morning because I could not stop watching it. Because I couldn't believe that I actually liked it originally watching it the second time.
Your brain patterns are remarkable.
If I'm up late and I'm falling asleep and I put on a movie, especially one that I'm familiar with that I haven't seen in a while, I just can't shut it off. I have to keep I try to go to sleep and then I go,
Po or pa? If I can't fall asleep.
What the hell does that mean? Po
porn
or pa?
Or podcasts.
Oh my God.
No fucking movies.
It's one of the two?
Yep.
Or pod.
All right. There you go. All right. Anyway, that's what I did. That's how
I have another dumb thing about that movie, by the way.
Go ahead. There's a lot.
You're Superman. You're Christopher Reeve, right?
Yeah.
You could probably date any woman in the world, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He picks Lois Lane. And the actress, I believe, is Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder. Very good. Yes. It's Margot Kidder.
I'm thinking that's. If you're Superman, could probably date anyone in the world. You can fly her around the world up in your. Is Margot Kidder the one that you're going to pick?
Because that's all he knows. Don't forget, he really is Clark Kent, and he works at the Daily Planet, and she is the most attractive woman at the Daily Planet.
It's a relative value play.
So in his little bubble.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, he'll get out and meet other people once he's Superman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Who knows how long that'll last?
I would tell you that this movie is below average.
Yes.
But it is only great because of the soundtrack. That is.
It's great because of the soundtrack. It's also great because it was really one of the first real Superman movies.
You mean true. That?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Wait, was that the first time that soundtrack ever came into play?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, of course.
It was made for the movie.
Yeah, but it was made for the movie.
Wasn't there TV shows for Superman?
There's comic books. That's where it came from.
I know what you're saying. That soundtrack was made by John Williams. I know this because I just watched the documentary on John Williams.
Okay.
And do you know how many?
This isn't some fucking. I feel like we're on some like weird subculture podcast now talking about Superman. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, our lives
topic.
Crazy. Our lives are in sync. So crazy. But yeah, on Disney Channel, there's a documentary on John Williams.
He's done a lot. He's done a
Jaws,
lot. Yeah.
Superman, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter.
What's your wife doing when this nonsense is going on?
My wife?
Yeah.
She's sleeping next to me. She was asleep.
Did you have it on your phone or on your iPad? Or
no,
TV?
It was on our TV. It's on our TV. She watched a little bit of it.
Where's your TV? In your bedroom?
Yeah, we have TVs all over.
So you have the TV on. Are you listening on it through headphones?
No. It's on regular
speakers.
While
she's sleeping.
That's right.
What is going on here? This is why I'm never getting fucking married. I can't. You know, when I was engaged, this is one of my problems with this woman. She would watch TV when I was asleep.
Why is that bad?
Because she played it and it was loud and the fucking glare.
So this is our rule. Our rule is whoever stays up the latest has to put it down to 3. We level 3.
So the screen's so goddamn bright.
Nah, I'm fine with that.
There's a fucking nuclear war going on outside. The whole
No. It's really your. I think it's a little bit of a
Pink Floyd light show.
There's no Pink Floyd light show. It's just really not. It's not loud. And as long as you can sleep,
you are now, unmarriable. I would not marry you. I would not marry you so hard, Josh.
I appreciate that. She likes the TV on when she goes to bed too. We both have that same.
At least
deal.
With Dave, I know there'd be no inadvertent hanky panky because he's wearing fucking golf shorts.
He's got golf shorts on with a belt.
That's a big plus with me.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, that's a lot of how I'm doing. So there you go.
Josh, I poop with pants or whether some other nonsense. I have no interest.
Yeah. Well, that's a negative. That's a big negative with me.
All right. Well, it's good to hear you're doing well, Josh, I guess.
I am.
Our other partner in this podcast, we're a pa,
yes,
is Omar. Omar, how are you doing?
I'm beginning
tough question.
I'm leaving Puerto Rico. I've decided that. And it might be imminent.
Wow.
So
big move. Big move.
Doing some things. I went to go see a friend's place. He wants to be a roommate of his in this beautiful place in Soho. That's like
you talked about
days.
It in the last episode. Yeah.
And
you
I went
did,
there
so.
And I it's a different kind of place. But one thing's interesting, like if you go visit some of his places, guys, I'm just curious. I don't know. This could cause an uproar. But in the shower, do you guys ever pee in the shower?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Everybody does.
No, I do not.
So what are you talking about?
What are
you of course
talking
you do.
About? You don't pee
I
in
do
the shower.
Not. I feel like we've talked about this before.
Have
I cannot just it needs to happen in a certain location. I can't just pee in the wild in showers.
What do you mean in the wild? You never peed outside? You ever been outside and there's no toilet or you're at a game?
I guess if I have to, absolutely, but it's not like
Wait, hold on. You don't like to pee like off a cliff? Or like on a
off
girl's
a cliff.
Oh, sorry, I'm kidding. like onto a bush, like I don't know.
Oh yeah,
when
you have to.
Why would
no
I
one likes to do that? But when there's no other option, you
that's
do it.
That's the best thing about having properties, being able to pee outside on the property, and all. By the way, also walk around
that's
naked
weird.
On the property.
Yeah, we've talked about this where you've done that, but why would you pee outside when you have a toilet inside?
Because
that
you're
doesn't
in
make
nature.
Any sense.
That's how we were raised, Josh.
It's not nature. It's your
yard. Our ancestors peed in the back outside. It's your one. It's meditative.
Yes, our ancestors did a lot of shit. I love when people say that. Our ancestors did a lot of shit that we don't do anymore. Yep. And that's on purpose because it was not the right thing to do.
And it's like more cowboys, man. Like stuff like into nature, it's like more cowboy. I will lean into more nature stuff all the time. Now, not number two, by the way. That's a little too much for me.
Our ancestors did that. Why would you do that?
I got to draw the line somewhere. Nothing's in absolutes. I prefer warm, heated seats. You know, and a Toto toilet, if I might say.
Yes, those are quite spectacular.
Anyway, his place I went to, and then my friend, my bestie got wind of it, and so I feel like I'm being recruited to like multiple towns now from people,
which is so outrageous that more than one person actually wants you to live with them.
Well, you wouldn't want me to live close to you?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yes,
what's close
it's very,
though? What's
it's very,
close?
It's very close, appetizing, Josh.
Close in the next room is no good, but close in the same town is fine.
Well, that's my topic, but I think that like as a thing traveling around, I feel like I'm a football recruit. You know, I was in Dallas.
Is that right?
I'm being recruited there, New York.
You're like a one star recruit.
London.
Does anyone need a backup punter?
Wait a second. If you have kids between like 6 months and like 13, 15, 18, whatever, I'm a gold.
That's all of kids.
Okay,
you went 6 months to 18.
I'm incredible with kids.
There you go.
I'm a huge,
that's your selling point.
And not
that's
like in a Michael
point.
Jackson way, right? I mean, like a Mr. Rogers meets kids. Andrew Dice Clay way. Right?
Sure.
Like both of those things together. And parents recognize that. So I'm getting packages.
In other words, you are a live-in babysitter.
I am someone who they trust with their children.
Yes, you're a live-in babysitter.
Children, for some reason, find me to be entertaining.
Because you buy, and you also get them stuff. You're very generous.
Well, I mean, that is if they earn it.
I don't want to know what that means.
Yeah.
Are you babysitting ever?
It means by being, studying, by being nice to their parents, by being nice to their sisters, their brothers.
That's
course.
Fair. That's fair.
I'm a living Aesop's fable.
I could see that. So you're moving. So you've made the determination because before you were wavering, you're definitely moving out of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. And that's my topic I'm going to talk about with you. Is around that. So
okay.
It's a very active time here.
Okay. That's good to hear. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got to see Josh this last week.
Yeah, that's true. We were in the same town. That's right.
Josh came rumbling into St. Louis. And,
I did.
As he only knows how to do.
That's right. Comes in, leaves a mess, and then takes off.
Takes off. That's it.
But one of the things, we had our Christmas party, Omar, which did you crash any one year? I know you crashed we were golfing one time. You came in a Santa suit. Remember that?
Yeah. That was like probably, what, 5 years ago?
No.
Way
more than that. Yeah. 7, 8 years ago, maybe. Yes, that was a good time. I've got a video of you hitting a golf ball in a Santa suit. That's always a good time.
Brown Santa. But
one of the things we do is we do a white elephant gift exchange. Have you been part of – do you do any of that, Omar?
I believe we call it Caucasian elephant, but continue.
That's right. AKA screw your neighbor.
Yes.
Yes. AKA and, Yankee swap.
I will say Josh is our MC for the event.
Wow.
And this is Josh is born for this. There's – very few
and,
things.
And
he
our
does
listeners
well.
Should know I have lobbed, not actively, but I have lobbed each of you to get invited to that. And you guys are all pretty.
It's
firm
a very
line.
Inside game. It's an inside game. It'd be weird to have an outsider. We don't. There's not even spouses or significant
it
others.
It was the equivalent of asking someone to invite you to their wedding without asking if you were at least in the bubble to begin with.
You can't do that.
I didn't even ask if I was even on the bubble. The first entry point should have been, am I on the bubble? For getting invited to your event, and then
you're
going
not
from there.
Number one. Number two, you stepped all over when Dave was about to compliment me, which I don't appreciate.
Sorry, David, continue.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Now
you said how amazing I am at the emceeing of the Yankees.
Yeah, let me go back to my notes. Josh is not very good at most things, but he is very good at this. Yes,
thank you.
He was born for this, but it's funny. This year we had new people in our group.
It was great. Yeah,
we had normally about 25 people. We had about 35 people. And I don't think they were ready for Josh's ridicule. If you bring a gift that's not that good, like, and it might be something that looked at maybe someone gave some thought to and wanted people to like their gift, like them. You know, it's people struggle with their self-esteem a lot of times. This is not for you, this gift exchange. Josh, if you have a gift that's bad, he will murder you in your choice.
That's part of the Yankee swap. That's part of the appeal of the Yankees. But you did make me say a disclaimer. So I did have to tell all the new people that was coming.
Yeah.
Not to be offended.
It was funny because Josh knew none of the new people. He spent none time trying to get to know them. So when their name came out of the hat, it was like their proper, he's like Jacob and he goes by Jake.
Because that's what it says. So I met Jake. Okay. Let me defend myself here. I had met Jake prior to the party getting underway.
Okay.
And then I don't know. Don't forget.
Is this his first job he's ever had?
No.
No.
These new people were folded into Dave's group. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who else is there. I didn't get a chance to meet everybody before the festivities kicked off. So when I pull the name out of the hat and it says Jacob, I'm going to say, there might be a second Jake or second Jacob.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say Jake. I thought about it, but I just read the name as it said. And then, of course, I can't remember who it was, but someone ridiculed me for that, for saying his proper name and not whatever.
Well, it was funny because you'd be like, if you knew Bill, you're like, hey, Bill, and you point at Bill. And then somebody would be like, Cheryl, is there a Cheryl here? That was always your line for when you didn't know who the people were.
Yes, that's
So that was that. But then, actually, Omar, you'll appreciate this. Right after this was all done, the Packers played the Lions on Thursday night.
Fun.
So at that point, I stopped and went to watch the game. And there was probably like, I don't know, 7 or 8 people that sat around and watched the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people did their own thing and some watched the game. Omar, I'm curious what you would do. Josh saw basically what happened. unfortunately, somebody in my group thought that I watch football as something that I enjoy as a side activity. Like it's something that you could sit next to me and talk to me during the game.
You tapped me at one point.
I did. Yeah. Because they didn't realize that when I watch the Packers, it's not about fun. It is an excruciating experience. It's like getting your teeth pulled or a root canal or something.
My God.
Especially when they're losing. And someone was like, "Hey, Dave, can I ask you a question?" Oh, and God. I almost ripped their eyes out.
Yeah, oh my about God. Something completely different and irrelevant to the game. That
nobody gave them a heads up.
No one helped.
They should know. They should know.
Yeah.
They should know. It's pretty well known. And Dave's been at this place for 16 years that, you know, the Packers are very sacrosanct.
They have a very high turnover of monitors and glass windows in their offices.
Yes, it
during,
would.
During, yeah, that's right.
If we watch the game in the office, there certainly would be.
Lots of, but lots, it's of always... lots of errant, quote-unquote, snowballs have hit the window for some reason.
It is tough, though, to do something like that amongst people you normally don't watch a game with or normally don't socialize
it's
with
the
on
worst.
A routine basis. Yes.
It's the worst.
It's really hard.
This happened once. I went to a Yankees-Orioles game when the Orioles were, had the best record in baseball and we were in the playoffs. And it was in Yankee Stadium. And me plus three work people. And I just, the Orioles were winning. And then they pinch hit that one guy, Raul Ibanez. Who had a tying home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then it went, so it was 1-1. And then the 13th inning, he had another home run. And the Yankees won the playoff game. And I had to leave.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Dave's?
I was so
thing?
Upset around people who I work with.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't, David, that's a really tough one.
It's they tough. Saw the ugly
it's a,
side.
It's a tough situation.
That's hard.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
I you know, in the course, it was a tight game. And we
you handled
lost.
Yourself well.
You
handled
did you think
well.
So?
Yeah, I think
he didn't
so.
Leave?
I think so. He did leave. He left as soon as that kick went in the uprights.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say goodbye to anybody.
Nope, that was it. See ya.
But yeah, I did shut down at one point. I said, listen, you're going to have to wait. And so I felt very guilty about that.
Yeah.
There you go, Dave.
Just talk to me during commercials. Talk to me.
Josh, are you just saying that?
Yeah, if that was the Eagles playing, I would be really annoyed. Yeah.
Huh. If it was the Ravens for me,
I'm into the
game.
I'm dialed in. I'm dialed in. Yeah.
Yeah. Inspire that amount of, I think because I might have some semblance of ADD or something, perhaps.
But a good time was had by all, Dave.
It was true. I don't think anyone got overly upset by my behavior, but
no,
I had to kind of bite down on my.
You did. I think the white elephant thing. Can you do it on Zoom? I don't want to see my team in person again. I'm Dover.
Now, white elephants are fun. They're fun.
It'd be fun to film it. It'd be fun. Yeah. We should put a camera up.
That's what she said.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, we should hire someone to do like a whole mock documentary on our white elephant.
It's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I think it would be fun. And then you could summarize it and put it in a nice little
six-minute
type package. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Oh, that'd be awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our episode. Not our episode. We haven't even started yet. This is all just preamble to the greatest podcast you've ever heard.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what's going to happen. As we come together with this podcast, each of us comes up with an idea that we have thought of during the week or weeks since we last met, and we will discuss it amongst each other. We have not prepped ourselves. This is all brand new stuff
not
heard before. But before I start, I'd love to hear from all of you all. Apparently, there's more you all than normal. Every week we go, we seem to get more listeners or followers. But none of you seem
Thank
to
you.
Understand how to email. I don't.
No, there's a lot of interaction on social media, which we appreciate and love.
Oh,
but we would like to get some emails from you. So
yeah, so I'll give you the email. Give it a try. It won't hurt you. It's called, email address is friends@fts.media. That is an unfriendly email address.
Very unfriendly. Very
you
unfriendly.
Can give it a try. Trust me, it'll work. friends@fts.media.
No, there have been emails that have been sent, but the people have died mysteriously 3 days later. It's like that movie, VHS. I'm urging you guys, this is a little bit of real talk. Don't email us.
you will die.
You might
once
die.
You press
probably
send. 24
die.
Hours after pressing send.
Yeah. Well, what happens is you die and we get $1 million. It's amazing. It's a weird
it's
thing.
Quite so, it's quite a deal.
Pretty much how
a
hedge fund, that's pretty much how a hedge fund runs.
So true. We have a website, friendstalkingshot.weebly.com, weebly.com. And then we're on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Search Friends Talking Shop. We're at Friends Talking Shop.
Yes.
That is all of our social media contacts. Josh is in charge of that. He's doing a wonderful job.
And thank you.
He will fill your Instagram feed with content.
And TikTok. It gets taken away.
Yes. Let's enjoy it while we
can. Yeah, until the U.S. bans it, you can find us on TikTok.
Well, I'm kind of ready to hear where Omar is going to move. So, Omar, why don't you go first?
Yeah, tell us what's going on with your moving.
So, I've gotten three packages.
Okay.
And I'm curious what your opinion is. There's three plus one. One package is where I moved to Maryland, D.C. area.
Which is where you're originally from.
Correct.
So everyone knows
that. My father's there. Okay. And then my sister's. And
you would live with your father? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. I think there's something.
And we've heard the complications there. You've discussed those in the past.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't live with them. But I would
that would be a tough go.
Lots of pants.
That's yes. My father has a thing now. He's not really agreeing with showering right now.
That's tough.
He hadn't showered for 2 months. So
2 months. Quite a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and,
a long time.
Also, he doesn't believe in antiperspirant because he thinks it's chemicals can kill him.
Yeah, those tend to go hand in hand. Yeah, that's unfortunate that they're connected but they are.
Now, I will say my mom used antiperspirant and she passed away 4 months ago. So there's
a connection. There's correlation.
Maybe.
Yeah. Why does he get that Tom's, which doesn't work, but at least it's something that says nothing in it. It's organic crap.
Yeah. We're working on that. Okay. So that's option one, or the plus one. And then the other ones are as follows. So
yeah, that's low.
The other second one is in Dallas, Frisco area. Dallas is appealing because I have friends who live there with my three goddaughters who are twins or two and a half. And then Izzy is five, which is great ages. They have a beautiful home and I wouldn't live with them, but I could get a loft in Dallas and
close to them.
And I love Texas women. I find them to be fascinating creatures.
Okay. All right. Sure.
And then there's also Frisco, Texas, which is half an hour away. That's close to where the Dallas Cowboys train.
And why would you go there?
Well, they're looking for a backup quarterback.
Well, and, they're looking for a starting quarterback.
No, a good friend of mine who lives there is a big fan of the area, and he actually works from. So I would have an office in the Cowboys facility. As much as I went there, it's basically like a Dubai-esque area where they have built a whole town, 60 restaurants. Players live there. The Wags live there, which is the wives and girlfriends of players. And also the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, by the way, who I've been promised access to, at least me. And there's also like a nightlife area there. They really want me to move there, right?
Who's they?
The Patels. I have a couple who I met who has two kids.
Friends of yours.
Yep.
Friends of yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Family office in our industry, exporter, because they're just whatever. But yeah, so that's a strong pitch, and they're very well connected, including with the mayor of Frisco, by the way. And don't you all want to have like a boss hog moment in your life? This could be an opportunity for me to be like
this.
Boss
could hog.
How do you know the mayor of Frisco?
Everyone knows the mayor of Frisco if you live in Frisco.
He's all about growth. It's all about growth. And Texas is a really interesting way to.
I think it's
they're all about
he meets you at the border.
Getting stuff done. Yep. It's very fascinating how they operate there. Okay, that's option two. Right. Or I guess I got your option two and three.
That's two.
Well, Frisco or Dallas is a thing, I guess.
Okay.
So number four is me moving to back to New York. And I do
what
think,
happened to Florida?
Well,
what happened
that's
to Florida?
The next one. So
jeez, so many options.
New York is very much, I think, in some ways needs me. Right. Yeah. And and it's fair. Is my favorite city still. It's wonderful. Chachi Boy would not like New York. But Miles, my dog. But I have some friends there, and I think it's wonderful from a dating perspective too.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of
for
people
business,
to meet.
It's without a doubt the best place to be
for business.
It's like an 8, 9, 9.5 out of 10. The next highest is maybe Dallas. And I get a loft. I live in Soho. I mean, that's my thing.
Yeah,
perfect.
You've done that before. Yep. You've been there and lived there and blah blah.
I probably want to really focus on doing building a hotel, buying a hotel, which I was going to ask you guys to invest in a little later.
That would be.
I would love to open up my own boutique hotel in New York City.
So I am going to chime in now and ask how this topic is any different than this topic last episode.
Well, it's evolving a little bit, right?
Because it seems like the same topic to me.
Yes,
we're going through options of where you live.
Well, again, you know what, well, yeah. Well, I think the great part about this is I don't recall that podcast.
Yes. See, that's amazing because our listeners do, and they're going to think they're listening to a rerun right now.
All right.
Okay. The last part is the most fascinating one. So the last one is Florida, right?
Which is what I said you should do last time we talked about this.
Yeah, but now it's getting even more interesting, right? Because like
my kids
live there, and now they've offered me kind of a package.
All right.
What's the package?
Private chef, private personal trainer, private masseuse.
Okay, stop.
I'm not kidding.
Is this a package for you specifically, or that's correct. A package they already have that you could participate?
They do not have it. He said if I come and move there, they will get all three.
Get out of here.
Yep. I think I know my vote.
Well, then it's obvious.
Yes.
What, are you nuts?
You're saying it's without a doubt it should be Florida.
Yes.
Yes. Are you crazy?
For us to come visit.
Stop. Are you screwing with us now?
Is this a punk moment? Listen, guys. You guys are my conscience, right? I'm 52. I'm a 52-year-old man.
Listen.
Living with them is wonderful. I want to get a pied-à-terre. I think I have to get a pied-à-terre like in Miami or some other fucking place.
Right. Well, that's what they want.
Can't be like dating and like living with the babies, you know?
Who said that? Who said you would do that?
Well, I'll be living with them.
I thought you were going to live in your own building on their property.
No.
Oh, you'd be in their house.
And they have a big enough house. I have like my own side of the house.
All right. There's some downside.
There's some downside. But if you got the pied à terre, or as we know it, an apartment, if you got an apartment, would all that masseuse crap follow you there, or you'd have to go to their house to utilize it?
Oh, to their house.
Yeah. See?
Understandably so.
But they would get that even if you didn't live in their house, because that's kind of what they want.
They would not do it.
They would not do it. You have to live in their house to get those three things.
Yeah. I think the hybrid model, I've not presented them.
Interesting.
But they want me to commit for 3 months.
3 months? That's nothing. Do that.
Yeah, I think I would.
Try that out. Are you nuts?
Well, hold on. The apartment is just an escape.
Well, not an escape. I cherish every moment with those kids.
No, he wouldn't get the apartment until he's ready to make a commitment on whether he wants to stay in the house or not. You don't just get the apartment, live in the house for 3 months, and leave the apartment just idle.
Well, I think
that doesn't make any sense.
You need the apartment, like you said, if he's dating or whatever.
He needs to build a second wing in the house.
I think I just do hotels tonight, man.
You do what?
I'm not going to be working. I'm going to be working from their home. I don't know. The whole thing getting
it. So you get a hotel every single time you have
a
date?
I need it.
That's going to seem really sketchy.
Wait a second. Hotels Tonight, which, by the way, I really only discovered 4 days ago.
What is Hotels Tonight? That's a thing?
It's an app where you can
use it.
You can use it any time of the day or weeks in advance. But if you say tonight, you're in New York City, you go to Hotels Tonight, and you'll see the lowest rate hotel. And the prices go down lower later in the evening. It's the game time of hotels. Bingo.
Okay, I got it. I never heard of that app.
Yeah.
That's new to me.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
And is it for people with prostitutes? Is that what it's for?
Yes.
Is that what it's built for?
That's my next question.
So for men with hookers?
That's actually interesting. If you were on a date with me and I said
that would be motels tonight.
I would say I have a place in New York. I mean, in Miami. Like, what do you mean? I stay at, I guess that's true. Why would you say?
She'd say like, hey, Omar, I'm having a great time. I really want to go back to your place. You go, hold on a second. Let's see where my place is tonight.
Yeah.
I do think, and I can't speak for the ladies.
No, you cannot. But, that's for sure.
But if I am on a date with a guy who I like, okay, who I don't think is an axe murderer, et cetera,
yeah. Yeah.
And he says, listen, I don't, you know, and not the entire time, you know, that I don't live in Miami. I live in, you know, where my friends live. And I say, hey, listen, he goes, I don't want you to go, baby. That's probably what you say to me, something like that. Right?
Right. Yeah. You have it right so far.
Oh, yeah. You're sure.
This is
that all the time.
Straight out of normalcy.
And then I go, well, you know, actually, we can get a hotel. Like, I would say it's just great and whatever else. And it doesn't mean it's going
to
happen.
No, let's just go back to your place. You're like, well, nope, I really don't have a place.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and I don't like. Sketchy. I don't like away games.
Yeah, right. So, and every night's an away game if you're going to do hotels tonight.
Well, I mean, like going to the unsuspecting.
Her place.
Excuse me, the woman's, my the partner's place.
Right, I get it. Now, wouldn't it be funny if she went and looked up hotels tonight also?
Yeah. What? Yeah. What if she did that to you? How would you feel about that?
How would you feel?
Go to my place, and she goes, "Well, how about a hotel?"
No, thanks. We'll go to hotels tonight.
It would depend on the hotel.
The cheapest one. The cheapest one within a walking distance.
Maybe as a. I don't know. Every so for
this
like
is a
for
bad
like,
plan.
I don't know. I think for like it's kind of something thrilling about it. It's like making love in an alley, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nothing thrilling about that. That's called hepatitis C.
If the listeners could see Dave's face.
My face is just fine.
Fantastic. Okay, listen, so high level, though, I think the 3 month is easy.
Let me bring you back down to earth. They're giving you a gift that I don't think you realize is golden.
Oh, they give me a gift of their love and embracement. They want me to come.
Yes, but not that. I'm not talking about that gift. The gift they're giving you is time to an experimental time.
Yep.
Which you don't get anywhere else because you sign a 12-month lease, your 12-month lease.
Yep.
Or you buy something, you now are stuck with it.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to realize that capital back. But if you can just move in to an already existing place for 3 months and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Then I think you're, first of all, it's a win-win. Number one, if it doesn't work, they have to respect that. It didn't work for you. You tried it. You wanted it to work. They're your friends. You took them up on it. But if it works, even better. Now you found your spot.
For
it's
young.
A win-win. You cannot lose in this situation.
Okay. All right. Done.
You can't lose.
Done.
And it's an experiment. You get to see one of your – no other of your choices do you get a three-month hiatus just to try it out. None of them.
Done.
Unless the double move is a pain. Is it a pain to move twice?
Not for Omar, it isn't. He moves so often.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring – I would.
And he doesn't need – his furniture he doesn't need. His furniture doesn't even need going to
Yeah, you'd
to
have
place.
To – I guess if you put a lot in storage, then
– Put it in storage.
Yeah.
What do I keep? That's a question.
Packing clothes.
Maybe the
clothes
Chachi boy.
And that's it. Yeah.
Clothes
and his microphone.
And technology.
Thank
Omar,
you.
How often are they home? Are they? Do they? They're gone.
And he
often,
travels
right?
a lot. He travels quite a
bit.
Yeah,
they homeschool, which is super cute. So the kids are home all the time.
So they're home. Yeah.
No, that's not a plus.
Unless they're traveling. Unless
Why is
they're
that not
traveling.
A plus? It's a total plus. I love it.
You're not around kids 24/7, day after day.
Yeah,
after day.
You're not.
I'm around those kids 24/7, day after day after day. I've lived there for like.
Stop it. You live in Puerto Rico, for crying out loud.
No, but I'll work from there for like a week or two at a time. I've done it
That's
before.
That's not the same.
That's not the same thing. Yeah. Week or two is not the same thing.
That is a very good point. I think that I will have
That's
a
why you
part.
Try the 3 month trial period is
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's
I mean, perfect. I do love it when they run in on stuff, but sometimes there's nowhere for me to work there. That's a fair point.
Yeah, you got to see. I don't know if 3 months is enough, but yeah, if you get that 1 month to 2 month period and you're like, oh, I'm starting to feel constrained.
All right.
You know you have an out. You know you have an out.
That's a good one.
Both
you just
agreed.
Gave me a fourth. You gave me another thing to ask for. This is David, you're like, what's that guy's
what else
name?
Do you want?
What's the agent to the you know, Scott Boris?
Yes, I am.
He's a sports agent.
Yeah, David's my agent.
Listen, let him run with it. I like
What's
it.
A fourth thing you're going to ask for? I think they've given you
office
enough.
Space.
Chef, masseuse.
Office space. Well, no, it's the masseuse. I mean, well, they're offering me three, so it'll be a fourth thing, which is the office space.
Yeah, but there's got to be a room you can convert into
an
office.
No. Yeah, I have a bedroom, but separate office space for me to like have. Yeah,
there has to be another room in his huge house that you could just use as an office.
But it's right on the ocean too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Location.
He's on the intercoastal. I mean, it's beautiful.
Pretty sweet,
right? Is he on the intercoastal or no?
I want to know from our lady listeners, ladies. If you're on a date with a tall, dark, handsome guy who
or wears, Omar
or Omar or a average height or slightly below average height, dark and New York 6.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you. And I say, let's go to my place. And then you realize when we get to my place that there's a driveway with a sled, a swing.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
And
the difference is you're not pulling up to any rinky-dink house. You're pulling up to a mansion that once she goes inside and realizes, hey, I don't mind dating Kato Kaelin. That's not so bad. Cato Kaelin has access to all of OJ's stuff. Let's not forget that.
Whoa, time out. Why can't he the first night say, you know, my friend and his family are staying for the they won't be here long.
Oh, and he's going to tell. He's going to pull the reversal. I let my. Okay, and they brought all this stuff with them, and they have a playroom and a school in there.
I can say my father and I built this home.
Yeah, you're right. This is like, I'm really helping him out. You know, I built a playroom for him. This is the kind of guy I am.
Yeah, I'm a hell of a guy. Yeah, yeah. They're your god kids. What are you talking about? It's an easy explanation. Easy. And once they get in that house, they're not going to care.
I love those kids. I can't wait.
Yeah. There you go. See? Well, it's a no-brainer.
Did we answer it? Did we get a conclusion?
We did.
Florida. All right.
And surprisingly, same conclusion we had last time we talked about.
No, I said Dallas last time.
You were wrong.
Well, I didn't know there was a chef and a masseuse involved. That was not
there you go. That's true. That was not part of the equation last time.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could help you out, Omar.
Yes.
Josh, you have your topic ready?
Yeah. So, look, big news story. Everyone has been talking about it. This guy who shot the CEO from United Healthcare, right?
Yep.
The aspect I want to talk about, it's a little bit funnier than that.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. It's obviously not funny at all. It's awful what happened. But what I'm learning is this guy, his name's Luigi Mangione or Maggione?
Mangione.
Mangione. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Luigi Mangione, right? Apparently, women are like finding this guy super attractive, right? And that seems to be a little bit of the talk that's going along with this ridiculousness that he actually murdered somebody. They still find him attractive. And so my question to you, this is my question. If you look, Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers who shot their parents dead, right? Mm-hmm. They got married while in prison. Women wrote to them because they were attractive and wanted to date them. It's crazy.
Charles Manson?
Yes. It's nuts, right? So, Dave, you have two daughters. I have a daughter. Omar, pretend you have a daughter.
Yep. I have close to a daughter. I have a goddaughter.
Okay, you do. Okay, so think of them.
Okay.
Taking age out of the equation. Make it age appropriate.
All right.
Who would you rather your daughter marry? Mm. Eric Menendez or Luigi Mangione?
Luigi.
What's his name? I can't say his name.
Eric Mangione? That's...
No, Luigi. Yeah, not Eric. Not the former coach of the Jets. Luigi Mangione? Why can't I say his name?
I think it's Mangione. Yeah.
You have it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's preferable?
Goodness. That's my only options?
Yeah, that's the question. I just want to know.
If you threw Omar in there as a third, can we make it more interesting?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Between those two, who's more palatable to marry your daughter?
Wow.
Luigi. It's tough, right?
Luigi.
Okay, tell me why. Tell me why, Omar.
I mean, this is a slippery slope here, Josh.
Yes, it is. I'd like to go down it. Why?
All right. Well,
why Luigi over Eric Menendez?
Familiar with the Menendez case.
They killed their parents with a shotgun at point blank.
I understand they killed their parents.
Yes.
But I've heard they were, like, I don't know, they abused them.
They were molested.
Yeah. So
you're saying Luigi. Why?
I'm saying for Luigi.
Yeah.
Because you could interpret what he was doing. Josh, it's a very slippery slope here.
I'm just asking a question.
All right. I mean,
who would you rather your daughter marry?
Yeah. I think that, like, if you have to pick one over the other,
I think
a shotgun is much easier to accomplish the goal with, to do it with a handgun, which only one bullet, and he got it done like that, to me is more impressive. So I would go with Luigi for that reason.
So you're picking Luigi over how well he murdered.
At a skill level.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting rationale.
Yeah.
Dave, what would you choose?
Well, here's the tricky thing for me is the Menendez brothers have been in jail for a while, so some of their issues they may have gotten over.
Again, pretend as if it's fresh.
Oh, so there's no time limit difference.
I'm putting them on the same level here.
Yeah.
And we'll choose Eric over Lyle because he was more attractive. All right.
So, yeah, this is – now I see where Omar is stumbling because it is a – I want to make sure that I don't say – I would say that someone who didn't kill their family, I would probably choose over some, you know, where at least with Luigi, he saw a villain from outside the family, where the Menendez brothers saw a villain inside. And I suppose maybe, you know, what if I'm a father-in-law and like I say, well, I am going. I'll go with Luigi.
I'm going to flip the script on you. I would go with one of the Menendez boys, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Okay. The Menendez boys, it built up. They were abused. They, you know, this is their parents. So in order to off their parents, there had to been a buildup of years and years and years and years of abuse before they finally had enough and said, "That's forget it. We gotta do something about this." Right? This dude Luigi just decided to do vigilante justice, right? And just decided to off someone he didn't know in cold blood, and just did it in built his own gun, 3D printed his own gun, and then got a silencer, and then stalked him and knew where he was. And that, to me, I would feel like so much more, my daughter would be so much more in danger with Luigi, because he could just get premonitions about anybody. Yes.
But the Menendez brothers have deep-seated issues.
Luigi was valedictorian, too.
He was valedictorian. Very smart and a good-looking dude. But I fear for my daughter more with Luigi than I would with one of the Menendez boys. I don't think the Menendez boys are cold or murderers of people outside of their realm. Now, saying that, my daughter would be in their realm. That would be problematic.
Yeah.
If they didn't get along. But I still don't think that they would abuse her. Luigi seems very mentally unstable versus Eric and Lyle. I don't know. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I think disagree.
Let me add a new wrinkle.
Makes sense to me too.
Oh, do you want to change your answer based on what I just said?
I was thinking about who I had more empathy for rather than who I'd rather have marry Madison.
Well, don't forget, this is your daughter. You want her to be protected, and you don't want to have to fear for her safety. And I'd fear for her safety with Luigi more than I would the Menendez. Not that I'd sleep well, her married to Lyle Menendez.
Assuming that the abuse thing is valid, is real.
Yes. Yes.
I would go with the Menendez brothers.
Oh, interesting. Change your mind. Dave, would you like to come to our side of the equation?
No,
you're going to stay where you are.
Creates some really deep-seated issues for them, and
it does, no question.
And especially if you're saying it's fresh, I don't know if they've recovered out of it. So
true.
I feel like the external enemy is more palatable than the internal.
It's a good argument.
Right? That's fine.
Let me throw a wrinkle in. I'm add a third person.
No, I don't know if that's biblical.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some dune.
Let me add a third person. Puff Daddy. He didn't murder anybody.
No.
Would you choose him over Luigi or the Menendez brothers?
No. No.
Listen. No?
I,
and why is that?
I'm going to leave it at this, but I have no. I know I have multiple data points on that guy.
I think we all have multiple data points. We've heard enough.
I mean, the ones that aren't even in the press. No.
Okay.
No.
Dave?
No.
Does Puff Daddy change your answer?
I still, Luigi
he's
looks
very
good
wealthy.
In this lineup.
He's very wealthy.
Yeah. I think what he's done is just as despicable in a lot of ways.
I would say worse.
Well, it could, yes. So I don't feel like he hasn't killed anybody is a good argument. So,
okay. So isn't that funny? So I wouldn't change mine either. I wouldn't go with Puff Daddy, but it's crazy to think that because this is the one of three who didn't murder anybody. And yet we still would go with a murderer over him.
But you know what is the difference? In the two cases, they felt they were wronged and they reacted.
True.
Puff Daddy did wrong on his own. Like he was corrupt and didn't have anything to react against. So I think in a lot of ways, though, he's done his worst. He took his power and he abused it and he didn't have to. So he's just like a bad person. I don't know all the details, but.
Is it a little close to home there, Dave?
What?
I have no idea why you said that.
Because Dave goes to freak offs?
Dave's powerful. Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I know that temptation and I stop it.
All right, let me ask you this. How about Mike Tyson over Luigi and Menendez?
I would take Mike Tyson. 100%.
I would. Yeah.
You'd go Mike Tyson. Now, he went to prison for rape. And he did abuse physically his one wife. Robin Givens. Yeah,
I'm kidding. that's a good point. I forgot about this. Maybe not.
Yes.
Well, Mike Tyson today.
Okay. Well, that's Mike Tyson today.
Yeah. I think I would do. Yeah.
You'd opt for Tyson.
Yes.
Interesting. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be happy.
He seems like he's got an anger issues.
Oh man, my poor daughters. Yeah, I
right.
Look, you're making me choose among these four. I think Mike.
That's
Tyson.
The point. If it was an easy choice, I wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Mike Tyson knows how to pull his punches, at least, which he did in his last fight.
That's
I'm
true.
Guessing.
Very good. Very good. All right. So, isn't that interesting? How we came to those conclusions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please don't make us do that again.
No, I won't. I was wondering what you would choose because I had to think about that for a long time. When I saw people were fawning over this Luigi guy, I thought, boy, I wonder if I'd prefer him as a son-in-law versus a Menendez brother.
That's weird that you thought that. Question.
I don't know why my mind went there. It just did because it's so weird that people look at murderers and just because they're good looking. Do you remember the Boston bomber, the two brothers that did the Boston bombing with their cousins?
Yeah.
I don't remember. And remember how everyone was fawning over the one that was alive that hid in the boat before he was finally shot dead?
I don't
remember
that. But
yes, they all thought he was good looking, and that was the big talk.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, boy, it's amazing to be good looking, what that must be. You could murder someone and people still want to date you.
Well, did you
That's
have that experience
the power
in high school?
Of attractiveness. What is that?
Did you have that experience in high school? I felt like the really pretty girls liked the bad boys. Like that was, my high school years were different than yours, Josh, similar to Omar's, but is that true universally?
I don't know, but bad boy in high school is very different than bad boy shotgun blow your mother's face.
No, but it's just that's the idea, though. Why do people throwing themselves at these? I think there's this rebellious streak that.
Do you think it's that or if they were ugly,
well,
they wouldn't get this attention.
No. True.
Right? So that's my point, the power of attractiveness.
Yeah.
You know.
I had no hope in high school. I was the first thing of a bad boy.
Zero hope.
I had nothing.
I had zero hope
nothing
all the way around.
Yeah.
I had nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Were you a bad boy in high school, Omar?
I was a sad boy.
That's really sad.
That is sad.
Now.
Yeah. Makes me want to cry a little bit. Anyway, look at you now, though. You're doing great.
Yeah, you're
slightly
a bad man.
Slightly below average height. You're doing very well right now. All right, Dave. What do you got?
My topic. So I want to talk about this Hawk Tua girl. Now, have you been following this situation?
Yeah. She has a podcast, right? That's the last I heard.
Oh, you don't know the latest in her crypto scheme?
Get out of here.
So first of all, the Hawk Tua girl became famous because she was interviewed like, I don't know, maybe in Nashville on the streets or something.
Something like that.
And she in her
YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was interviewed.
Instagram,
and I forget the
whatever.
Question, but somehow she said, I think I quote, "You got a Hawk Tua on that thing." And I'll let you, if you don't understand what that means, then this podcast
you look it
is
up.
It for you. Yeah.
Look it up. Right. Look it up.
So she's become the Hawk Tua girl, which I guess I think I would, if the choices you gave me was to marry any of those four people or become the Hawk Tua girl, I would go back to some of those other choices to marry.
You would not have your daughter be the Hawk Tua girl over marrying a murderer?
Yeah. That's not a great option for me either.
It's not. But look, you have to admit, that's more than 30 seconds of fame that she's milked out of this thing.
It's quite amazing
for a viral video to lead to this much attention and publicity.
Yeah, well, she
is crazy.
A social media personality, right? She's made
lots of
money. Well, she just launched a crypto coin called the Hawk
Coin. Oh, my God. What's it called?
Hawk Coin. I think that's what it's it's.
And by the way, she didn't do that. There's obviously people who have come to her and pitched all
these
ideas.
Well, this is the whole story. I tell you the whole thing. And I'm curious. Omar just left because he's Mr.
Yeah, where
crypto,
is Omar?
And now he's probably not able to defend. Well, she launched the coin, and the market cap of the coin went up to $490 million.
Get out of here.
$490 million. But then within hours,
coin
plummeted in value over 95%, causing significant loss to investors.
Shocker.
Apparently, there is one wallet that purchased 17.5% of the supply for $993,000 and then quickly sold it later, 2 hours later, for a $1.3 million gain.
Yep.
Brilliant.
And now they're accusing her and her team of a pump and dump strategy that they issued this coin.
Who's the dude that did that? Was he related to Hawk Tua in some sort of business way?
Well, I don't know if there's any other than her team, but she's being accused
of this
crime.
Yeah. Can I chime in here?
Please.
Yeah. So look, this is clearly what's happening with digital assets is that it's a certain segment of the market, which this is a meme coin, right? And yes. So there's a number of different types of meme coins around different, you know, pop culture personalities or other types of things. Right.
Yeah.
And they trade on pure, like Dogecoin is obviously the most famous one and has a real market cap to it. Right. It's a sentiment index. So, and it is an index on personality. And, you know, like Ariana Grande has one too. Right.
She has a coin.
Yes. NFT. And it gets you access to her events. It's a little different than the meme coin, but there has meme coin.
So there's some value behind
it. Yeah, but there's some meme, a lot of meme value built into it as well.
Ridiculous.
So having said that, there's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong with what she did was that her and her cohorts, to use a word that PTA uses, I hate that word, cohorts, but her and her cohorts, right, sold as this thing went up and effectively pumped them. And you, with the SEC, you cannot say, oh, I didn't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That does not play Martha Stewart. Right?
Yeah.
So there is a pretty good chance, I mean, I think that she's going to go to jail. This has nothing to do with crypto in the sense, except for the fact that because of crypto, she was able to do this very quickly. Right? But this happened to Kim Kardashian, not where she advertised for a group.
She got fined.
Yep. She got fined. But
so let me ask you something. Do you think that the people, because look, this girl, I've heard her interviewed before. Bill Maher actually interviewed her on his podcast, which was unbelievable. He gave her an hour.
I can't believe it.
And interviewed her. And she is, let's just put it, she's not the brightest bulb.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you, surprise. So do you think that someone basically said, hey, we have a useful idiot, basically, for lack of a better phrase, that we can just pitch this to her, tell her she'll make a mint, and then get out in like this was the scheme all along.
I have to assume because she also has a podcast deal where she was given.
I heard that too.
Significant amount and a great space and everything else. And so you have to think that she just fell under some bad sort of guidance. I've never listened to any of her content, so I can't speak to it.
I've never listened to her podcast, but I heard her interviewed by Bill Maher.
Interesting to have a drink with, I guess, maybe, but not anything after one or two drinks. I'd lose interest very quickly.
She will be on Dancing with the Stars very soon.
If she's not in jail. Some of the comments are
when she
great.
Gets out. When she gets out.
When she gets out, yeah.
What are some of the comments?
Well, some are like, this girl is going to a jail. And
that's
someone
funny.
Said going from 50 minutes of fame to 15 years in jail.
Oh, my God.
Which is true. I think that's right. I think there's a good chance. I think she probably didn't realize she did anything
wrong.
She
probably has no clue
right.
of how any of this works. She was probably taken along for the ride and told she'd make a mint. And she said, okay, signed her name.
Right.
Now, it doesn't give her, ignorance is not an excuse in the law. But still, people are using
it. It shows a somewhat reckless judgment, right? Because like she's clearly like Rudy Giuliani, right? It's very, very similar.
In what way?
Well, when 9/11 happened, right?
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani got. Just because he did his job,
yeah,
right, he was
he's America's man,
America's hero, because he was
America's
mayor,
mayor. America's mayor. Mayor.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
And he just mentioned and wrote it, right?
Talked about it incessantly.
Yeah, and in this instance, this Tua woman, right?
Yes,
was a happened to have this moment that went viral, and then she's like, I want to do everything I can to keep this in any way.
Which
possible.
Is smart. It's what she should do.
Perhaps. It shows some lack of judgment in terms of how she was raised. It's one thing to say Hawk Tua. It's another thing to keep on saying it, and you know what I mean? Over and over and over again. You can't
hold
Hawk Tua your way
hold
through
on.
Life, Josh.
Apparently you can, because if someone's going to pay you a couple of mil just for saying Hawk Tua over and over, you're going to do it.
Well, there has to be judgment, right? And there's clearly lacking here.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was her key to success. You know, I don't know.
So she's implicated. Has she been implicated?
100%.
Yeah. So the SEC is looking into this. So there's a good chance. I mean, is so amazing, her rise and fall in this social media age is like, she says this thing, she becomes super popular, probably makes millions. It's,
unbelievable.
Boom. But even the coin getting up to $490 million.
Yeah,
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, I will say it is it's one of the reasons why there's that incremental difficulty for people to ever take the asset class of crypto seriously.
Yes,
for sure.
So,
and
but it's invariably, unfortunately, it's part of having a decentralized approach to, finance.
Yeah.
It's gambling.
Is that coin still trading today? That's a coin still active in training?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
I think, yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't be.
You can't delist meme coins.
Listen, this is what they should do.
You're
whoever
on the blockchain,
buys
Josh.
That coin,
heard of it?
They should. Yeah, I've heard of it. They should round those people up because
whoa,
if you're
whoa,
buying
whoa,
the Hoctuo
whoa,
coin,
whoa, we can't do internment camps, Josh.
I'm not doing it.
They're not fucking
camp.
Japanese in the 1950s. Okay,
I don't want to do.
They're
it. I just want to do
up
a,
those people.
I want to do.
Will
a,
you please say something?
Stop.
Yeah,
I want to do a scarlet letter.
This is
they have
coming
to wear
from you, Josh. As a
they
Jewish
have to wear
person. Jesus
an
Christ.
HT patch. HT
if you
patch.
The Hoctuo everyone, token?
Everyone who's bought the Hoctuo coin. So there, the world has to know that you own the Hoctuo.
There
coin.
Are investment funds run by serious people who literally run meme coin funds.
That's true. There's no question of that.
Yeah.
But well, if you are consciously buying the Hoctuo coin, come on.
Well, part of me feels like it's like the Darwin Award. It's like you; these people need to be separated from their money. Like if you're that foolish to think that that's a good idea, and you lose it all, part of me feels like, well, that's
easier that and online gambling. It's a lot easier to spend your money today.
Yeah.
Oh, no question. At least online gambling, there's some level of
well, you could sell it at the right time, too, if you viewed it as a meme coin. By the way, most of those people do. That's most of what people do.
I get it. The appeal of the announcement and the newness of it, and then you know,
Josh, if each of us launched a meme coin, I wonder whose would have the most. Well, clearly mine would. Clearly,
you know, mine would because it's going to have a very creative name that people want to own just for the name alone.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh,
but this whole thing is giving me an idea. I do think we should launch an FTS coin.
We could. I bet you it would
that
be
that would
price.
Have real fundamental value.
It would.
An FTS coin.
Yeah. It would. It would be a sentiment
index.
Would.
Yeah. So Josh, let me see if you're paying attention. So let's say we do this and it goes up to 490 million. What would you do next?
Sell.
Yeah, we can't. We can't.
But
we can't,
but there's a difference between pump and dump and just dump. Right?
Yeah. Well, I
pump and dump means you are
if we launch an FTS token, it would 1000% have real market value.
Now we're pumping it.
What's stopping us then? What does she have that we don't have? We've got listeners.
She's got a few things we don't have.
she
has more followers.
There's a site that's called pump.fun where you can literally
there
launch.
There you go.
I could do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get an FTS coin for all our listeners. I think it would be great for everyone to partake.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you right before we dump it.
No. We'll give you 2 seconds and then we're selling.
Well, there's ways to create it. One way is where you keep 20% of the supply and list the other 80%. And the other way is you list all of it. So we would do it that way. Theoretically.
We'll list all of it. We'll list all of it.
And you know, it would be pretty interesting. God knows there's gonna be no dumping on this end. Only dump is gonna be Josh. After eight days of not having
$100 and Josh is selling it all.
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, let's follow this story because I feel like this crosses.
I definitely want to follow this story. This is absolutely unbelievable.
I want to call the Token Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave.
By the way, that is when you know it's hit its point of stupidness. When that happens.
What happens?
When someone like Hoctua has her own
when
point.
She's, yeah, that's right.
Like, you remember the days of day trading when you'd see like news stories on cab drivers who have the laptop open and the seat next to them and they're day trading and you're like, okay, this is the point to get.
That lasted for a while though. It wasn't like, you know, this happened in a few days.
It did.
You know?
That's
those
true.
Cab drivers had a good year probably in them.
That's true. Listen, when Luigi Mangione puts his coin out, that's what I'm calling the bottom for this whole industry.
I'm sure there already is a coin out with him, by the way.
There's
probably dozens.
It's crazy.
Well, we'll follow that and Omar's living situation.
Yeah,
and,
we're having another try at the same theme with me next week. So tune in.
Yeah, we're not going to do that again.
Tune in next
time. You have to pick a new topic.
To hear six options of Omar's living situation.
I really don't remember that, by the way. I wonder what that means about my brain.
That's amazing you don't remember. That was only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If we gave it to the trivia contest of FTS, transcripts from the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And have it create a trivia contest, and that'd be one of our episodes. We actually take the test, and we talk about the results of the test.
That's not a bad idea.
Can you get the transcripts, Josh?
I think I can actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think I could do that.
If you could get that all into that would be amazing. I'd love to talk to that.
Wow, Josh Hobbs said one of my ideas is good. This is a fucking first.
It is. It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Create an AI bot based on our podcast. I'd love that.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Sell that coin with it. All right. Well, we should probably jump and get going while the going's good. Again, we would love to hear from you, both on any of the things we talked about. If you're interested in a FTS coin, whatever. We're at friends@fts.media. Our website is friendstalkingshop.weebly.com and Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Check out @friendstalkingshop. Until next time, everyone. See you later.
See ya.
Smell ya.